you are gone with the blood occasion. Creation takes place, pace effortlessly. I drove in silence, but you were Egyptian. Some lessons are retraced, others are raptures repeated endlessly. Not all answers are instantaneous. Your state was recognized as serenity. By then, I was drinking heavily, and you had disowned everything and reached the end of the journey. Being an animal is as surprising as being everything. Some nights the universe opens up in the twinkling of an eye. It flows with a fragrance of strawberries and acacia. Ripe wheat, dust of the open roads of the endless sea. You are liquid and a radiation of divinity, proximate and coiled. I remember you saying how wet is youthful Persephone. You lay with the snake of a god, you dream with Zeus. What I noticed was how many strange things are ever about you that so few see. Your first boy was lynched like a testy, Orpheus. You crossed to Persia after embedded the magi who killed with their hands, reject statues, and consider lying as the capital sin. You were born needing nothing, not coitus, not love, not death. Your thought of losing your robes hang in many folds, vertical or undulating. And you take flight across a black Nile, everything was dead to begin with. Then life brought a sovereignty of purpose and all the depravities. Why a serpent and not a calf of gold? You spent alone until alone and built up a business, selling statues to Ionia, Hyrcania, and Scythia, and ceremonies. You dug in gold and were dead-headed carnations because they degenerated without archetypes. Your foundations rest on whoever you kill by accident. These were times where boars, lions, sphinxes, and vast expanses failed your works. You spend much time looking about the classical as separated from the archaic. Olympia's weren't religious, Dionysus au contraire. You had a statue the size of your hand on the sill, as if the indomitable strangeness of outside was being met by the fierce gaze of pious homage. Mr. Elliot without the epithets of pound, you preferred an abbreviated appearance. Your varnish and patina, slender ankles, and all that glamour escaped marriage with a tribe of men. You agreed that you were never looking to be useful. You knew there is no salvation because life is incurable. You passed through everything. That's all that needs to be said. It was on the hill of blindness that Troy was built and fell. Where poets founded the earth for just one time. Where gods offered sacrifices and where something disappears forever. Impermanence is cruel and always metaphysical.